Hello and welcome back to the Bulldog Sports Report. I'm Daniel Kiefner.
I'm Casey Arnold, and it's time again to recap our sporting events from the past week
and discuss upcoming events this week.
With the first season of competition for the Concordia lifting team coming to an end, the Bulldogs will have four representatives who will participate in the 2023 USA Powerlifting Collegiate National Championships. From April 13th through the 16th in Arlington, Texas, freshman Riley Ladd, sophomores Dax Davis and Kenzie Hauser, and senior Emma Singer will be lifting. Good luck, Bulldogs.
There's a lot to discuss for the baseball team from last week. At the start of Easter break, the Bulldogs began the weekend with a four-game set against Dort University with two of the games on Friday, April 7th, and two on Saturday, April 8th.
To start, the Bulldogs walked away with a successful sweep of the defenders, but even that isn't saying enough about the performance of the team over the weekend. The team outscored Dort 69 runs to 11 runs.
The record books are in need of a refresh following the weekend set. Senior Jesse Garcia leads the program in all-time hits, RBIs, doubles, and walks. Freshman Zachary Day surpassed the single-season stolen base record and now sits atop the leaderboard with 25 thus far this season.
During the series, junior Joey Gerbanski slugged his 200th career hit as a Bulldog and also set the single-season home run record with his 20th home run of the season. In the four games, the Bulldogs clubbed an impressive 13 home runs as they sit in sixth place in all of the NAIA with 77 home runs. Gerbanski is second in all of the NAIA with his 20 home runs.
Starting the week, the Bulldogs traveled to Mitchell, South Dakota for a two-game set against Dakota Wesleyan. The Bulldogs won Game 1 11-7 and Game 2 4-0. The Bulldogs pushed their current winning streak to seven games. In Game 2, sophomore Quinn Zaborski picked up the complete game shutout, only allowing three hits and striking out five Tigers.
Garcia received GPAC Player of the Week honors for the second time this season after going 12 for 21 with 9 runs, 2 doubles, 4 home runs, and 10 RBIs. The team now boasts a 27-11 record and are 13-3 in GPAC play. Concordia now stands alone at the top of the GPAC 2023 standings.
Concordia will travel to Crete to take on Doane University Saturday, April 15th at noon and 3 o'clock. Then on Sunday, April 16th, the Bulldogs will take on Briarcliff at home in a doubleheader with games at 1 and 4 p.m.
The women's tennis team matched up with Doane University last week here in Seward. The team lost match play against Doane following 2-5. The men's tennis team would then take on Doane the following day in Seward. The Tigers were able to take 6 of the 7 matches against the Bulldogs.
The men and women's tennis teams have a rather busy schedule this week as they play host to Grandview University on Wednesday, April 12th, with match play beginning at 11:30 a.m. for the women and 2:30 p.m. for the men. Then, on Thursday, April 13th, the Bulldogs will host Mount Marty University.
The men will take on the Lancers at 1 p.m., and the women will follow with match play starting at 3:30. On Saturday, April 15th, both teams will make the trip to Fremont to take on the Midland Warriors in GPAC action, with match play starting at noon for both teams.
The Concordia softball team had another tough week as they dropped four games at home. They played two against Midland University on Friday, April 7th, and two against Northwestern College on Saturday, April 8th. The Bulldogs are now 12-21 on the year and are 1-9 in GPAC play.
This week, the Bulldogs will try to snap the drought on the road as they travel to Aberdeen, South Dakota to play the University of Jamestown, with games at 2 and 4 p.m. on Friday, April 14th. Then, on Saturday, April 15th, in Mitchell, South Dakota, the team will play Dakota Wesleyan University, with games at 1 and 3 p.m.
At the Central College Dutch Invitational last week, the Concordia Bulldog Outdoor Track and Field team came away with 5 event winners. Junior Josie Pools won the women's pole vault, and freshman Adriana Rodenkall won the women's 100-meter hurdles and set a new school record with her 14.15-second run. Junior Calvin Rode won the men's 5,000 meters, junior Zach Zoner won the men's pole vault, and freshman Matthew Boyer won the men's javelin for the second week in a row.
This week, the Bulldogs will be hosting the Concordia Outdoor Invitational in Bulldog Stadium on Friday, April 14th at 2 p.m. and Saturday, April 15th at 11:30 a.m. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Last week, the Bulldog women's golf team finished 7th as a team in the GPAC Bulldog Spring Invitational. Freshman Emery Custer finished tied for 19th, shooting 251 through 3 rounds of play.
The men took part in the Midwest Spring National Invite on April 10th and 11th. The team finished 8th overall, and junior Drew Decolle finished the invite in 4th place, shooting 148 in 2 rounds of play.
This week, the women's team will take part in the College of St. Mary Spring Invite in Omaha on Wednesday, April 12th and Thursday, April 13th. Action on both of those days will begin at 11 a.m.
The men's team this week has the Bulldog Tiger Cup, which will be on Saturday, April 15th at 10 a.m. in York. Then, on Sunday, April 16th and Monday, April 17th, the team will participate in the Nebraska Wesleyan Invite in Lincoln, with action on Sunday starting at 1:30 p.m.
Good luck to all Bulldogs competing this week. Thank you again for joining us for the Bulldog Sports Report. We'll see you next week.
And Sko Dogs!